are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, there is only one site to get the latest Cleveland Browns news, photos, and videos straight from the source in Berea. That is us. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. Go now, ClevelandBrowns.com. I'm very pleased to have with us right now from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, the analyst for the Browns, the former great offensive lineman for the Browns, and just a great dude, a great guy, is Doug Deacon. We haven't heard from him in a while. Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Vic. Yourself?
Outstanding, my friend, on a sunny day, and hopefully things are warming up a little bit, at least for 24 hours. Doug, let's talk about what this team has done to get the big picture from you. Just start from the beginning of what you've seen this team do in free agency and tell us what you think.
Well, I think, you know, they replaced a couple of key components that they let go and, via not re-signing them in T.J. Ward and then, of course, DeQuell Jackson. But I think, Mike Pettine has a type of player that he wants, and he obviously targeted those along with Ray Farmer. And, you know, you got two quality players in Dansby and Whitner. And I think, the key is, now in the draft, they got to, the draft has developed some young players. It's kind of a different way of going about it than they've done in the past, where they've, instead of going for youth, they're getting guys that do need razor blades to shave.
Doug, one area that has not been addressed thus far is the offensive line. We've talked about this at length, that a guard is needed. Is anybody that's left in the free agent market, in your opinion, somebody that the Browns could be looking at, or do you think this will be a position that will have to be addressed during the draft?
Well, I think it's something that they're going to address during the draft. Obviously, the first day and a half of free agency, you get most of your top players going. But, it's something they can address there. But they also, don't forget, they have Chris Faulk on the roster. And I think, he might have a pretty good upside. He had the knee injury down at LSU, and
that
really set him back. But, nice young man and a good football player when healthy. So hopefully, with the year on the IR last year, that he'll be healthy this year and be somebody that can come in and compete.
Doug, we talk about the importance of leadership, and you mentioned it, about guys who are actually shaving on this football team. With the two veteran additions, they got a little bit older at those positions with Dansby and Whitner. But let's focus on Dansby, because he is just somebody – When he talks, you feel like you're compelled to listen. But I know he's backed it up with his play. It's not about the talk. He's coming off his best season, so you can hear a guy with a lot of confidence. But just how important is that? We know DeQuell Jackson, the book on him was leader and respected and so forth. It seems like with Dansby, a little more, though, of a fiery guy, a little more of a guy who wants to kind of get things stirred up and get everybody in a positive frame of mind. That seems to be the book on him. How important is that, Doug?
Well, it's important. I mean, because, you have to have somebody that the young players can look up to. You got to have somebody that the veterans can count on to make sure that everybody's, aligned right and knows the defense the way the coaching staff wants it employed. So I think, that's very important. Now, it's, natural leadership. It's lead by example. It's lead by being vocal, and it's, lead by getting the job done. And I think, that's something, it's one thing to talk, but then you've got to back it up. And obviously Dansby's resume is one that showed, last year that he had his best year. Some people question, was it the scheme and the guy that he was, Washington, that he was playing next to? That's the unknown commodity of it. But with that said, you've got somebody that understands that part of his role is to be a leader. And I think that's a pretty important part, because, a lot of guys, just don't realize, hey, I'm the guy that young people are going to be looking for. And, to have that guy that knows that that's his role, I think that's very important.
And clearly Carlos Dansby, Dante Whitner know that is their role. And I get a sense that they bring a different style of leadership, a little bit more swagger, a little bit more confidence, probably from being on teams that have been to the Super Bowl. Dansby in Arizona, of course, Whitner with the 49ers 2 years ago, three straight NFC championship games. How do you feel that their leadership style, at least what you've heard from them in their introductory words here in Cleveland, will translate on this young team?
Well, I think it all comes down to what you do on the field. I mean, you if you can't back it up, then, you know, that leadership role is not going to work well for you. But the history of both of the players, you know, says, hey, these guys are not only going to say it, they're going to do it. And I think that's where, you lead by example. If you're a vocal leader and you can't back it up, then you got a problem. So I think the fact that they can back it up is a big step in the right direction.
Doug Deacon from the Cleveland Browns Radio Network joining us as a regular here on CBD. Doug, with Dante Whitner's game, Nathan and I were talking earlier, and he made a point that, okay, it's really Pro Bowler replacing Pro Bowler. And with Ward, you had somebody who was playing his best football, as Whitner seems to be doing these last couple of years in San Francisco. But there is a difference, right? I mean, Whitner is more active and more around the football, seemingly, than Ward was, more of an in-the-box kind of safety. Can you see that being a bigger impact on this defense to have a guy like Whitner with his style of play versus what TJ was doing?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, last year we brought TJ down the box, and a lot of times we had him covering the tight end out of there. And I think, you know, with the way that teams are spreading you out now and throwing the football, you need somebody that gives you a little bit more versatility down there. But, on the other hand, I think TJ, took a big step last year in regards to his development and had his best year. And, with his youth, although he's, a year and a half younger than Whitner, Whitner brings, four more years of experience. So, those are the things. And the other part of it is, how much that guy is going to get into the playbook and know the defense inside and out, so he can set the secondary and make sure that everybody's in the right place and everybody understands what they're doing.
The great Doug Deacon. And before I let you go, Deke, I got to let you know I was over at my buddy's house, Doug Bloom, this past weekend, and he pulled out a box of old football cards, and bam, there was an old Deke card right there. So I got it in my car next time we're all in studio together for you to check it out. It's awesome.
It was probably in black and white because we didn't have color back then, right?
It was in sepia to bring out the brown for the Browns.
Actually, I got to throw in another one. Someone from our IT department stopped by, Doug, and I've got this in my briefcase for the next time I see you. He found somebody who did a drawing of you. It's in black and white, just so you know. It's not in pencil.
Oh, that's the old show. Yeah, it's like one of the players one day came up to me in the locker room. He says, hey, I didn't know that you played for the Browns. I said, how'd you figure that out during the game? Was that at a game? And he says, well, I was looking up on the scoreboard. I go, what were you watching the scoreboard during the game? And I guess I was some trivia question. So who knows?
See? It's a beautiful thing.
Tell your friends to keep going to those antique shows and buying those cards, okay?
You got it. The great Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Our final thoughts coming up here as we wrap up an abbreviated edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Need more.